Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, the Sheikh from my beloved friend of Jeremy Wernick, who encouraged me to give these shiurim, and therefore they are dedicated to him and his wonderful family, Ken Yerbu. We're going to be learning a very deep mimer here, this Fasemes on Bereishis, the year Tuf Reish Mem Aleph, Rashi Dibor Maschel Berashi Bar Elokim. So, in a previous shiur, we saw a number of diukim in Rashi. It doesn't say Bara Hashem. It says Bereishis Bara Elokim. Elokim is Midas Hadin. Shebtchil Olam Machshav Lebarosu Midas Hadin. And he saw that the world is in Miskayim. So he was Makdim Midas Harachamim. And he was Meshatev. He joined Midas Harachamim, this Midah of mercy, to the Midah of Din, to the Midah of strict judgment. So this Fasemis in a previous mimer discusses two kashas. One, how is it that God changes his mind? Originally he wanted to do din, then he changed it to rachamim. How can that be? And also it says bereishis bara, that he actually created it, Elokim b'midas hadin. Not only was it ola b'machshava, but he actually did it that way. So which one is it? Was it just ola b'machshava, like Rashi says, or did he actually create the world b'midas hadin, as is the implication of the pasuk bara Elokim? The din, the shame of Elokim, which is strict judgment, actually created the world. In this mimer, the Sfasemis adds another diuk, hikdim midas harachamim, that midas harachamim preceded the midas hadin. Let's see it inside. Rashi, Bar Elokim, shal b'machshav livros b'midas hadin. Originally, he wanted to create the world with the midah of din. He saw the world wouldn't exist that way. You can't exist just with strict judgment. So he proceeded, and he was Meshatef. He joined the Midah of Rachamim. Ma Lashon Vihikdim. What is this Lashon if he proceeded? What's this Hakdama? Achu B'koach Tshuva. This is with the power of Tshuva, of repentance. Shemetaknil Mafreya Kol HaMaisim. That you can fix all of your deeds retroactively. V'inyanu, and the matter is as follows. Ki bevadei lo hayachas v'shalom shinui ratzon l'malas. Fasemis answers the kasha. No, God doesn't change his mind. He didn't change his mind, and he will never change his mind. As the pasuk says, netzach yisrael lo yishakav lo yinochem ki lo ben adam v'linachem. God doesn't change his mind. Rak shabriyahu b'midas hadin. The creation is with midah of din. Rak b'koach ha'odam la'orer b'chinas rachamim shehi od yoser gavoa me'abriya v'akorach akorach ha'shoresh shememenu nasa abriya. It's higher than the bria, and it's the power and the root from which the creation was created. In other words, how did God actually create the world? God actually created the world with the midah of din, bereishis bara Elokim. The bria was done with shame Elokim. Hikdim, what does it mean he was makdim? That he preceded the midah of rachamim, meaning that a person can access the bechina, this perspective of rachamim, which is higher than the bria. It's the source of the bria. It precedes the bria. In other words, we have this power through tshuva to go back in time and tap in to this midah of rachamim. Once you tapped into the midah of rachamim, which preceded the bria, preceded even midas hadin, so God didn't change his mind. He wanted to create the world with din, and he created the world with din. Just he saw that it wasn't going to exist. So kiviyachol, he said, "All right, let's make midah of rachamim before din." He again created the world with din, and now we have, with the power of tshuva, we can tap in to that midah of rachamim and change everything retroactively. When the world is in fact created with the midah of din, but the world has no kiyum, just with din, we can allow, enable the world to exist with the power of drawing down this midah of rachamim, shelamala me'abria, that's above the bria, of v'yadei Torah mitzvahs, and this is through Torah and mitzvahs. V'lachein kol zman kol zeh niskayim gam b'seder ha'doros shlo yel olam kiyum v'nimcha b'dor ha'mabul ad sheba Avraham avinu So in the Seder Doros, we see that the world doesn't exist with Din. Because what happens when Hashem implemented Din? Down went the Dor HaMabul, and then comes Avram Avinu, and now the world can be Miskayim B'midas HaRachamim. When you do Torah and Mitzvahs, there's Rachamim, and obviously when a person messes up with his Torah and Mitzvahs, then what can he do? He can do Tshuva, and then fix everything. Tshuva's Kadma La'olam. The idea of tshuva precedes everything, as Chazal say. V'zesh yitzchilu beiz alofim Torah miyamos avos, right? The world is split up into three parts. 2,000 years Torah, 2,000 years Tohu, of emptiness, without Torah, then 2,000 years of Torah starting with Avram Avinu, and then 2,000 years of Mashiach, which we are at the end of. So Mori Rabbeisai, good news I have for you, that Mashiach is on his way. He might even be here already. Has to reveal himself. Anyway, now we're in the two alafim Torah, shnei alafim Torah, v'lachen kasav b'hibram b'Avraham, that the whole world, the kiyum of the whole world, is talui in Avram, shu kiyum ha'olam midas harachem, because Avram enables Hashem kiviyachol to employ this midah of rachamim, and that the world exists. That's the koach of Avram Avinu. That's a very, very beautiful maimer, and obviously, for Renfrew Dalakashas, all the questions have been answered. We understand what the Hakadama is, and we understand that Hashem doesn't really change his mind. And we understand that he actually did create it. It was Bara Elohim with Midas Hadin. So everything works out beautifully. Okay, terrific. So now we're going to continue. If anything in these Mamarim are not clear, then one can always contact me directly. By phone, by email, and I'm happy to clarify more if it's an idea of this Vasemur, so how it reads into his words, but it's critical that that his words are understood as best we can. So now we're going a little bit back to the year Tav Resh Mem in Dibur HaMaschil Hemshech HaPasuk, a short little shtickle, the last shtickle in Tav Resh Mem 1880 Hemshech HaPasuk V'aretz HaYisa Tov V'vo. It says V'aretz HaYisa Tov V'vo. The world was like chaotic. V'choshech al p'nei ha'tahom, and there was darkness in the abyss. V'yomer l'kim skippingly he or v'hi or. God says there should be light, and there was light. Where did this light come from? From nothing? No, the light came from the tov v'vo, from this darkness. Right? Says this v'asemes, yesh lomod he or v'yavdil. Hemshech ha'pasuk v'aretz ha'yisa tov chulei. Yor vayavdil, God separates between the light and the darkness. Yesh lumod derech kol oved Hashem shlo yipo libo olav merov irbu vadas sheish baschalas avoda bchalal ubefrat b'kol kol dover v'dover shkach tzarech lios b'tchila tov vo. It all starts out with tov vo, and then vayomer Elokim yor vayor. First, there's going to be a lot of bulbulim. There's going to be a lot of arafel. A boy comes to Eretz Yisrael after 18 years of his mind being contaminated by the internet and everything that relates to the internet, all of the znus and the preetzus and the stupidity and time wasting and the Facebooks and all the shtus and all the narishkeit, and that's what his head is filled with. And all of a sudden he comes to yeshiva and he starts hearing about Hashem and Torah. He's heard about it before, but now he's actually paying attention and he starts making changes. That's if he puts away his smartphone for a few minutes. So now he's making changes. But he's very, very confused. A lot of very confused boys and girls walking around the Eretz Yisrael, especially at this time of year when they first come to Eretz Yisrael. So it's supposed to be that way, even though the Sfasim doesn't mention the internet part, but for obvious reasons. But it has to be that way because that starts out with Tov Avo. Achar kach, shekach tzarech lios betchila Tov Avo. Achar kach shemizkal ara amitios. And then afterwards, you see, real light is revealed. Shrichem liros lavdilo, and then it says vayavdil. You have to separate it. Lafrisha makol tarvus davara, mashkas vayazos. That's really an avoda. The Sosemis tells us in Derech and Avodas Hashem that it starts off with this chaos, with this darkness, and then from there is going to come the light. Now we're going to go to Sosemis in the shtikol b'pasuk vayichulu. Next shtikol tafresh mem aleph. B'pasuk vayichulu shemayim va'aretz b'medrash, and the pasuk it says. L'chol tichle ra'isi keitz. So Medrash darshins that everything included in Vayechulu has a ketz. Everything in this world has an end. But Rechava mitzvascha me'od. But this world is a limited world. But mitzvahs are very, very broad. Mitzvahs are very broad. Rechava mitzvascha me'od. Shekein le, because Torah has no limits. And on that the pasuk says in Eov, the famous pasuk always quoted, Aruka me'eretz midah, Rechava mini yam. That Torah is just so broad and so vast. The Medrash also darshins that as long as the world had tohu vavohu, its beauty was not seen, and the malacha was not finished. When the tohu vavohu was removed, then what happened? Vayechulu ha-shamayim va-aretz. Then the shamayim and aretz became kelim for all of this beauty, and then the beauty of the world was seen. So the Sfasemis learns these two drashas of the Medrash as one hemshech. That first the Medrash is teaching us there are two types of briyas ba'olam. There's a briya gashmis, this is a concrete physical briya, the heavens and the earth, and this briya has a tichla, has a midah gvul, it has a limit, beginning and an end. But there's also a ruchnias tikkamitzias, Torah. Torah is a rucham eretz midah rechavim miniyam. There's no gvul, no midah. And the Medrash continues, and it says that at a certain point, the Malachas HaBriya stopped and came Shabbos Vayechul Shemayim Ba'aretz. Shemayim Ba'aretz became on Shabbos Kalim that were able to encompass the entire Briya, including the Ruchni part of the Briya. So let's see this Vasemis inside. Perek Vayechul Shepasuk Vayechul Shemayim Ba'aretz. The Medrash Nasu Kalim, Ocham Lechol Tichla Reisi Kates, that the world became a Kalim, Shemayim Ba'aretz, for the beauty of the Bria, and Lechol Tichla Reisi Kates. So just to read the Medrash inside, it says in the Medrash, Vaychul Shemayim Ba'aretz Chotzvam, Ksiv Lechol Tichla Reisi Kates, Rechav Ben Sas Chameod, Lechol Yesh Sikusim, Shemayim Ba'aretz Yeshlam Sikusim, Chotzu Davrech Hashem Lesikusim, Vezu Torah, Shem Aruka Meretz Midah Rechav Miniyam. The Torah has no limits, just the world has limits. Tavarach Lechol Techla Risi Kates, Zu Melech Shemayim Varetz. That every Vayechulu has an end. What does that mean? That the world, when it said Vayechulu, so then the beauty of the world came out. So let's see the way this Vasemis explains this. The Medrash Nasu Kalim. And now the world became a kli. That's the Vayechulu Hashemayim Va'aretz. Ha'inyinu ve'od sham l'chol tichla risi keitz. Ha'inyinu al pi ma'ashomrim b'shabbos kodesh paris sukkah shalom de'l'kol dori yeshorish b'shamayim. It says that God spreads out his sukkah of shalom because everything has a root in heaven. As it says, ein l'cha esav shein lo mazel. Every esav has a mazel that is its heavenly counterpart that from which it grows. Tachsiv ayavdel ben amayim esher mitachas larakia v'aziz amayim tachtonim bocha and maybe halvekadim malka. That it says that God separated the lower waters and the higher waters, and the lower waters cried and said, "We want to be in front of the king." Mashinasim imayim shal arakia lo nechtav b'torah. But what was done with the water above the rakia, it doesn't tell us in the Torah. Bris malachim itam. You have the malachim, they're the other chelek that are shaykh to those broom down here, the tachtonim. So what we have in the tachtonim is only a chatzi davar, and therefore everything has a chelek elyon, a malach up there. And therefore in Shabbos Kodesh the shorish comes down and the two chalakim are mischaber connect. That's what it means. God spreads the sukkah of peace, that the chalak of the mala comes to be mashlim to the sukkah is what's higher up, and it comes in as mashlim, it completes what's down here. And therefore we say shalom aleichem to the king, to the to the angels on Shabbos because they're coming down. And that part really has no end because it's above time and above nature. And something that's mafurish in the Torah has a limit. Yaakov, about whom it says that he kept Shabbos, he inherited the world without limits. Ufarats the yama of a kedma tzafon of nega, just spread out in all directions. Aydei shlemus shenaseh b'sabbos kodesh, Shabbos kodesh, with the shlemus that was made on Shabbos, for kli ha-machzik bracha, that's the kli that's machzik bracha, v'shorosh bo ha-kocha, shorosh ein lo hefzik u'midah. So Shabbos encapsulates within it the unlimited capacity of the world when it's connected to the higher world. In other words, Rav Simon said in B'medrash Rabbah, in Bereishis Rabbah Yudvav, every bria draws its power and its chias from its heavenly source. The concrete bria that we see is only half of the picture. When Hashem created the world, He created two halves. The world, the Torah that we have, this world, but everything also has its spiritual counterpart up there. The creation of the Malachim weren't mentioned in the Torah because it's not a separate bria, and it's not a separate, they're not separate beings that require a separate bria. The Malachim are part of our reality. They are just the higher part, the more spiritual part. And after God separated the lower waters from the higher waters, it tells us what happened in the lower world, but it doesn't tell us what happened in the higher world, because the higher world is connected to the lower world. What's going down here on down here is going to affect what's going on up there. So during the week, there's a separation between the Chelek HaTachton and the Chelek HaElyon. But like we said on Shabbos, it's Apore Sukkah Shalom, that God spreads out His Sukkah of peace. Because on Shabbos, we have the Shlemus, and the two worlds, the upper world and the lower world, are connected. And therefore, on Shabbos, it's much easier to connect to our roots. We also, that's why we say again, Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShalom, because on this day, we're mischaber to the Malachi HaShalom in a much easier way. And that's what the Medrash says, that the Shemayim and Aretz became Kalim that were able to encompass and hold the two parts of the Bria. And that's why we had the Medrash that we quoted. The Medrash says in this Pasuk, so this world now becomes, when Hashem Vayechulu, He finished creating the world, and now it becomes a kli. As the Medrash says, we didn't read this part before, Vayetze Letzorev Kli Nasu Kelim Hadu Dechsiv Vayechulu Hashemayim Vaaretz V'chol Tzva'am. So now this creation became Kalim. What type of Kalim did we become? That this creation now Kalim to hold on to the two parts of creation. What are the two parts of creation? There's the upper part, and then there's the lower part. And then And then we also have, everything has a sikus. Sikus is a Greek word, which means end. That everything has an end, except for Torah. Torah has no end. So when it says Vayechulu Hashemayim Va'aretz, that the world became a kli, how did the world become a kli? The world can become a kli dafka on Shabbos, because on Shabbos the two parts of creation are connected. Shabbos is the kli machzik bracha, and therefore we say Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, people think, oh, Shabbat Shalom, like it's a greeting. It's also a greeting. But we're saying Shabbos Day of Shlemus, that the upper world connects to the lower world. And the other part of the Medrash, Vayechulu Hashemayim Va'aretz, L'chol Tichla Reisi Keitz, that this world has a limit. In other words, that Hashem created this limited world, and this limited world, Rechava Mitzvah Mitzvah Chamod, connects to Torah, connects to things that are not limited. So maybe what this Sfas Emes means is that this world is connecting to the world of the Malachim, to the world of Kedusha, to the world of spirituality, to the unlimited world. So that's the Vayechulu on one hand, this world became a kli to be mechil, to include, to encompass both worlds, and also this world has a limit, but there's also the world of Torah, Ruchav, and Mitzvah, Salmod, that's not limited, and this world can connect to that world. In this world, we do the mitzvahs, and we connect to the unlimited world. So obviously, like most ma'amorim of this Vasemes, this ma'amor is very deeply Kabbalistic, and we understand it on our level. Now we're going to this Vasemes, B'siyata Dishmaya, Tav, Reish, Samach, Aleph, Dibu, Amaschil, Vayishal, Chehu. So you can turn to your Vasemeses, Tav, Reish, Samach, Aleph, Vayishal, Chehu, Hashem, Migan Eden. And this mimer, this Vasemes is Mevarer, the status of a person in Gan Eden before Chet, of Adam in Gan Eden before Chet, as opposed to his status after he was expelled from Gan Eden. The pasuk says, "Vayinicheu beGan Eden laAvda l'Shamra," and the Zohar Kadosh says that laAvda is mitzvah saseh and l'Shamra is mitzvah lo saseh. And we find that when he was in Gan Eden, he was already mechuyev in Torah and mitzvahs. Aseh is laAvda and lo saseh is l'Shamra. After the chayt, the Torah relates, "Vayishalcheu Hashem miGan Eden." In other words, now he has a shlichus. It doesn't say "Vayigarshehu," it says "Vayishalcheu." We sent him. Now he's a shliach. He's a lubavitcher. So from here, this Vasemes is medayik that the gerish, the expelling, was not just to kick him out, but rather la'avdo l'shamra, that his job was to work, and the guard, that now he has a substitute job. In other words, in the meantime, till now, he was supposed to la'avdo l'shamra, and now he has a new job. So there are two bechinas in Avodas Hashem, im kivan and im kavod. The mother rishon before he sinned was bechinas ben, that he was allowed to go into the internal parts of the palace and pnimius of Torah and mitzvahs. And that's what it says in Tana Debelio, Vayigarish Adam, he gave him gerishin like an isha. So if the prayer was like gerishin, so when it says Vayikach es ha'adam, it means that it was lakicha l'shem nisuin. It says ki yikach ish isha, so kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam, and he was like a son that was allowed to look into the secrets of the kingship. So after Adam sinned, he's no longer Mila's ben, he's not so close anymore, and now he has different shlichus of being an Eved. An Eved also has to listen to his master, but he can't know all the secrets. So, you know, Jared Kushner knows Donald's secrets, but the guy who's working in the White House, the Eved doesn't know the secrets, the cleaning guy doesn't know. So that's the difference. Havdil. So Ala Eved, he just does more pashut things, but he can't go into the deeper reaches of the king's palace. But this was not Gerushin forever. 2,000 years later, there's an Am Segula, and then we get the Torah, and then once again we're banim. Banim atem l'shem elokeichem. Dvarim yudal aleph. Shlomo HaMelech says, Eved ma'eved ma'askil yimshol b'ven mevish, a wise slave rules over Ben Mavish, a son who's sinful. So Adam Rishon was the Ben Mavish. He rebelled against Hashem. He sinned against Hashem. And Avram Avinu, he was Bavur Avram Avdi, Bereishis Chavav Chavdalet. He was the Eved Maskil. He understood the Borei, and he went in the Derech of Hashem. And through his Avodim, Mesiris Nefesh, so Avram Avinu went from the Eved to being a Ben. And the Chazal call him, based on the pasuk in Yoshua, Adam Agadol Banokam. Now Avram Avinu was a Gadol. He was even smarter than Adam Rishon, because he went from Bechinas Eved to being Bechinas Ben. So let's see that all inside. Vayishalcheu Hashem migan Eden hu lashon shlichus. So this is a lashon of shlichus. Ki gam b'gan Eden k'siv l'odo l'shamra mitzvaseh v'losaseh. Because even in Gan Eden, he was supposed to guard it with mitzvaseh and mitzvaseh. Aval hayah b'bchinas ben l'chafzeh g'nizim d'malko p'nimis ha'torah v'mitzvaseh. But that was b'chinas ben, to search in the hidden places of the king in the p'nimis of Torah and mitzvaseh. That's when he was in Gan Eden. D'chsiv vayikachas adam lashon dveikus v'chibur. So that's vayikach. Is the Lashon Dveikus V'chibur got very, very close to the king. Like Chazal, Kamosha Darshu Chazal, like Chazal Darshan, Vayigarish is Adam, that he divorced man. Shinoso Gerishin Kisha, so kicking him out is Gerishin, so you can't Vayigach is Adam, Kamoki Yigach Yishisha is taking him in. It's like marrying him, it's like him being son. It's this Lashon of intimacy, of being very, very close. So it's like a husband to a wife to a husband, and like a child to a parent. But now he has to work the land. Now he's an Eved. Then afterwards, we became Banim once again. When they were Mekabel the Torah, this was the Avos. Moshe Rabbeinu was Metakin Chet Adam Rishon. And he went from being an Eved to being a Ben. That the Eved Maskil, Avram Avinu, is Moshe ruling over the Ben Mavish. Who's the Ben Mavish? The sinful son. Shadim Rishon, Biyeshes Kolol. The Rishon embarrassed the whole world. Shevi Misa Leolam, he brought Misa to the world. For Avram Avinu, all of a Shalom, Sheksiv Bo Bavur Avram Avdi, about him it says, for the sake of Avram, my servant, Nisal Bechinas Eved LeBen, he elevated himself from Bechinas Eved to being Bechinas Ben. Nisal Yosem, Yadam Rishon, became even higher than Adam Arishik Mashkas of Chazal. He was even greater than Adam. He says that Melechatchila, the whole purpose is that the Jewish people should go back to their original place. Because Adam HaRishon had in his neshama also the neshamas of the Rishayim. So he had to be kicked out of Gan Eden so that the Rishayim would go out, and then the tzaddikim, like Avraham Avinu and his seed, would be able to find their way back to Gan Eden. So the Maisa, sweetest friends, what's our job? Our job is to find our way back to Gan Eden and to be Banam Hashem Elokechem and to be Mechapis Beginzei HaMelech in his secret places, and we should all be Zochem Mitzashem Lilmodu Lelamed Lishma Belasos. The kindness called every Sama Torah Subiyahava, Amen via Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.